Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio, honey. And if y'all didn't know, boo, the RAI Radio Network, which boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, they also have 14, count on 14 DRT tracking radio stations and 25 artists charting nationally on top of 150 independent charts, the top 50 R&B charts / hip-hop charts, and the top 200 worldwide charts, baby, on digital radio tracking, honey. And today, my people, we supposed to have my good girl in the building, and we're going to pull her on right now so she can talk to y'all and tell y'all a little bit about who she is and what she does. Go on and talk to them, boo.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on with you, Mama? I'm glad to have you in the building. I want you to go ahead and tell my people, tell them who you are and what you do, baby.
All right, my name is Ariana. My stage name is Empath. It's spelled M-P-T-H. I am a rapper out of the L.A. area.
Okay, KK, boo. And tell my people, what's the latest single that you got out right now?
I just released a full album called Ride or Die. The single I'm pushing most on it is called Smile.
Okay, KK. Now, what is Smile about? You know what I mean? And tell us about some of the people that helped you put that thing together.
Okay, so Smile is actually a true story about me attempting suicide about 3 years ago. And it kind of goes over, like, the positives of what I got from that experience, obviously, which the experience was not really a good experience. But what came of it was just I was a lot more confident. I knew I had a purpose. I knew I was here for a reason. And it drove me towards becoming a rapper and really, like, following my dreams. I wrote all the lyrics, and I helped my producer and I put the track together. We recorded it in the studio in Santa Ana, California.
Okay, KK, well, I like the fact that you're touching on personal issues that you have had with this album, because there are a lot of cats I know right now who are going through something similar but are going through it quietly by themselves. And the fact that you have tracks like that coming out on this album is definitely important to the game right now. I was just talking to a bunch of people, and I saw a bunch of things online talking about your favorite rappers, your favorite singers in the game, and the mental illnesses that they talk about, but they portray them differently in such a different light that it's kind of glorified. You know what I mean? So I really like the fact that you took the time to really just put that down the way you did. You know what I'm saying? Hats off to you, queen, for real. Now,
it's
your name.
Talking about it sometimes, but.
Well, definitely, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to need all y'all listeners to go check that out, you know what I'm saying? Because music is about emotion. Music is about feeling something. So I'm going to need y'all to feel her, check her out, and make sure y'all know what's going on with her. Yeah, dig. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your name. Like, where did this name come from?
Okay, so Empath is kind of like a spiritual, I want to say, power, but anybody can have possess it. So it's based off of empathy, just meaning that you relate to people, you can feel what they're feeling, you understand their struggles. A lot of times, like, you know, people that I'm close with, they don't have to say something's wrong for me to know, and I'm just very in tune. I care about people a lot. So I figured, since my music is about struggle and, you know, building yourself up and going through life, basically, it's just about life. I figured Empath would be a good name because it portrays who I am, you know?
I definitely am feeling that, you know what I mean? And you gave a great explanation. It's weird that I get somebody online that's just, you know, very informed about their own stuff like you, honey. I'm loving this.
Yeah,
now,
I try to be as real as possible, you know?
And you can definitely tell that this is all just natural. It's nothing forced. It's nothing rehearsed. It's just straight. It's strictly you. And I love it.
Thank you.
Now, I saw Little Birdie has told me that you play a lot of different instruments. How many do you play?
okay, so I play trumpet, violin, drums is my main instrument, guitar, bass, piano. I recently started playing organ, which is kind of cool. It's a little bit more complicated. And then I just like picking up instruments and playing them. I also play ukulele. So pretty much any instrument that I can figure out how to play, I play it.
Okay, little Prince. Because, you know, Prince taught himself to play all his instruments. Nothing was taught to him. He did that all himself, and he was very good at it. So, yes, I'm loving that.
Okay.
Now, I want all my people to run, jump, swim, fly, do whatever you got to do, but don't pass her by. Y'all need to make sure y'all checking out for my girl. You feel me? Miss Empath. That's MPTH. You ain't too hard to find the baby. You can find her on Twitter.com/MPTHLV, honey. You can find her on Instagram.com/IMMPTH. I am Empath. You feel me? You can also find her tracks on Spotify. So I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and check out that smile, you feel me? And make sure y'all streaming it over and over and over again. Now, I want to talk to you real quick because, like I like to say to a lot of people, you know, and as we were talking about earlier, there's so much, you know, personal issues that are glorified in a way that, you know, they don't seem like they're personal issues, you know, and then they're covering up with things, you know, like drug use and sex and things like that. I want you to talk to my people about an instance where, you know, you had a hurdle and it was difficult for you to overcome, but you had a good support system to really help pull you through when it comes to this music thing.
Okay. So actually, I mean, I might as well talk about the whole thing behind Smile. I got married, and like 2 months later, you know, we split up. She left me for someone else. So, you know, I've been through a lot in my life, you know, and everybody says that they've been through a lot, you know, but it's all relative to who you are. But I believe I have been through a lot of struggle in my life just because, you know, of mental illness. My mom was a single mom. So, you know, it was just a lot of things that happened. But, after that happened, marriage was always a really big thing for me. Marriage and love are very big things for me. So it was just kind of like, it kind of took that dream away from me a little bit. And I went into a really dark place. I had been working as a manager. Like I had a really good life going, and it just kind of all got shattered. What happened was, because I always played instruments, but when I was younger, I had the hardest time writing lyrics. Like I could not write lyrics. To save my life. But when this happened, it's like everything from my whole life just kind of flooded out in lyrical form. And I just started writing, and I kept writing. I kept getting better. I mean, I would go in the dictionary. I'd go online looking up synonyms, antonyms. I just started loving words and you know. And honestly, the biggest support system for me has always been music. It's not anybody else. It's music. I listen to music when I'm happy, when I'm sad. I listen to music when I'm working, when I'm driving, anytime I'm doing anything pretty much throughout the day. I mean, even when I'm sleeping, there's like sounds on. So, music is my support system. That's where I go. Anytime something bad happens now, obviously it hurts me, but it doesn't really, stop me from doing anything because instantly I just go right into a piece of paper and start writing it down.
I know that's right. I'm loving your energy. I'm loving your style. I'm loving the fact that you are so transparent because that's exactly what these interviews are for the fans to see who you are to your core. So I'm going to need y'all to check my girl out, Miss Empath, baby. Y'all need to be hopping, skipping, jumping to go download, stream, comment, everything my baby got going on. Miss Empath, honey, if you want to feel something, I'm going to need you to check her out. One more time, we're going to let you know that you can find her at www.com, www.com. Instagram.com, I am Empath. You can find her on Twitter.com/MPTHLV. Y'all need to check her out on Spotify with her Joan Smile and the whole album that she has going on, baby. Now, y'all know your girl is a small fish in a big pond, and after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. We only got a little bit of time to showcase the best. So I want to go ahead and say thank you to Miss Empath for coming on and blessing us with her presence. You know what I'm saying? Before we get out of here, I want to give you a chance to go ahead and get your shouts out and shout some love out to your people and your support system.
All right. Thank you for having me on this show. This was awesome. I want to give a shout out to all my friends and family and fans. Without you guys, like literally, I probably would not keep going like with this whole music thing. Anytime you guys message me, it's just awesome. And yeah, thank you guys for having me on the show.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, if y'all forgot, her name is Empath, M-P-T-H, honey. Y'all make sure y'all checking her out all day, every day. If you want to feel something, baby, she here for you. Go on and check out her love. You dig? This has been your girl, LeJay, baby, with the RAI Radio, with the Dream Hustle Win Podcast. You feel me? Shouts out to all the sponsors that are making it possible for us to do what we do, what we do, what we do, baby. One more time, y'all need to check out Miss Empath, honey, out here doing her thing. We out, honey, and we're going to see you next time. Deuces.